We Are the Bride Television is the voice of the true bride of Christ.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We have a very special night tonight. Last week, someone in the chat had suggested that we do communion tonight. So we're going to be doing communion tonight. So I hope you have all your things together and your juice and your bread. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's so good to gather together and just worship our King tonight. Father, we welcome your presence. We thank you, Father, for this opportunity once again to just lift your name on high. Lord, in the freedom and in the beauty of holiness, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you're in our midst. Wherever two or three are gathered, Lord, you're here with us and you're amongst us, Lord. We pray that you'd fill us afresh tonight. As we lift your name up, you'll be magnified and glorified. You are majestic, Lord. You're the name above all names, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're the never-failing guide of our soul tonight, Lord. So we praise you, Lord, and we worship you. And we are front and center tonight, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
So, Bride, just we're going to start with a worship song. Just to get us all settled and
okay, so that was my K-pop.
And it begins.
And it begins. Yeah, because we're coming, some of us are coming home from work and, you know, we just want to settle ourselves. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise tonight.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. When I look into your holiness, when I gaze into your loveliness, when all things that surround me become shadows in the light of you. When I found the joy of reaching your heart, when my will becomes informed in your love, when all things that surround me become shadows in the light of you. I worship you, oh, I worship you, Jesus, the reason I live, to worship you. Oh, 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 I worship you. Oh, I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you. Oh, I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. Jesus, the reason I live is to worship you. Oh, I worship you. Oh, I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you. The reason I live is to worship you. Yes, Father, hallelujah. Praise your mighty name tonight. Thank you, Lord.
We do worship you, Lord God.
Yes, we do, Father. We are grateful tonight for his amazing grace.
Amen.
Amen. This is amazing grace. I'm going to pick up my cable. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Come on, bride. Let's put them hands together and worship our King.
King of all kings, the King of is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain.
If that don't get you up on your feet and dancing and rejoicing in the Lord, hallelujah. This is a song that my brother Kerry wrote. That's Kerry that's on the guitar here in the back.
You can't see me.
And we have Manuel on the drums. We fellowship with him at our church here in Cochrane, Ontario. New Hope Community Church.
He's the newest member of Life Song. He doesn't know it yet, but he's a
Yes, and we're called Life Song, just in case you didn't know. And of course, my husband Richard.
Okay, I guess the secret's out. You all know who Batman is now.
To the King, give my heart to the Messiah, my all to Him I give, and die to myself, so He can live in me. I'll be blind to this world, so I can let Him be. Give my mind to His wisdom, give my eyes to His word, give my soul to His army. I'll be a soldier for the Lord, to die to myself, so He can live in me. I'll be blind to this world, so I can live in me. Lord, I give my life away. Yeah, I give my life away. Before I can do,
His wisdom, keep my eyes to His word. My soul to His army. I'll be a soldier for the Lord. I'm gonna die to myself so He can really live in me. I'll be kind.
Life away.
Yes, Lord.
Because that's what we're called to do, bride. Our lives are not our own when we make our commitment to the Lord.
We do give our
when we see Him as He is.
Amen.
And for who He is. The Redeemer of our souls.
Praise the Lord.
Son of the living God.
I give my life away. Oh, I give my life away so you can use me. I give my life away. I give my life away so you can use me. Here I am, here I stand, Lord, my life is in your hand. Lord, I'm long to sin, your desire in me, so I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Take my heart, take my life as a living sacrifice. Oh Lord, all my dreams, all my plans, Lord, I place them in your hand. I give myself away, Jesus, oh, I give myself away so you can't use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Oh,
so you can
forgives me. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. That's what it's all about, bride. Jesus came, died on the cross, and he told us, if we want to follow after him, we have to pick up our cross.
Amen.
We have to die to self. And we have to drink from the same cup of suffering that he drank from. And he sends his Holy Spirit to indwell us, to help us. He's the helper. Jesus is our way of escape tonight. He's made a way of escape for us, and that is through his blood, through the cross. And we have to bear the cross. Our beautiful Lord and Savior. Your face is all we seek tonight, Lord.
It's an old Keith Green song.
Oh, my boy, yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm going to try a new song tonight, okay? So just have some grace.
I thought these were all new songs.
So it's a song that I learned this week. The Battle is the Lord's. Is that the title manual? You don't know The Battle is the Lord's? Okay. All right, so here we go. Yeah. I'm nervous. Okay.
I'm nervous because you're cabling your guitar.
Oh, right. You can't cable your bass.
I have to transpose as I go. Solo.
You know what we need here? Pat. He just did this one. When all I see is the battle, you see my victory. When all I see is the mountain, you see my mountain. And as I walk through the shadow, your love surrounds me. There's nothing to fear now, for I'm safe with you. So when I fight, I'll find my knees, with my hands lifted high. Hold on, the battle belongs to you. Every fear I lay at your feet, I'll sing through the night. Oh, God, that'll be lost to you. And if you are for me, you can be against me. For Jesus, there's nothing impossible. With all I see is the ashes, you see the beauty. With all I see is a cross star, you see an empty tomb. Nothing can stand against the power of my God. Oh, Somewhat, praise God Almighty, King of Majesty, glory to your name, Lord. He is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And we just learned this in Proverbs, right, this week, or last week. Or are we going
hey,
to
last
learn
week.
It? Hallelujah. He is a faithful and true witness, bride. Our God is faithful, amen.
Our God is faithful.
I take my cape off. Praise the Lord. You know, if you have a testimony, you can write it in the chat. Something the Lord has done for you this week. Something special in your life where he's touched you in your mind, in your heart. Maybe he did a miracle in your body, you know. Healed you of sickness, or he made that provision for you when you thought, wow, how are we going to pay this bill? And the money just came. You know, maybe not in a raven's mouth. Or in a fish's mouth, but the money came. Hallelujah. He's never late. He's always on time. Amen. King of Majesty. You know that I love you. You know that one?
No, of course he does. Okay. He doesn't know any songs you do.
I want to know you so much more than I am before. These words are from my heart. These words are not made up and I'm looking for you. I am devoted to you. Thank you.
Jesus. Come celebrate our Lord. Glory to your name, Jesus. Fire on the mountain. This is a song that my husband wrote. We're introducing a lot of originals, that's what they're called. He's got to find it.
There it is.
Well, bride, good evening, Dr. June.
Good evening, Dr. June.
Praise the Lord, oh my soul.
And all that is within me, praise his holy name. This was a song that was inspired by that scene in the book of Exodus where the children of Israel are gathered around the fiery mountain of God and they are afraid. It would be too soft a word to use.
It wasn't our neighbor's house that was on fire.
No, it wasn't our neighbor's house that was on fire. They were so fearful about approaching the Lord in this milieu of fire and flame.
Yes, they were.
And thunder, but it's the glory of God.
They said, Moses, you go for
Moses,
us.
Moses, you go for us.
Yeah.
He'll, whatever he says to you, we'll do. So,
right.
Because we're afraid of the fire on the mountain.
Okay. We're going to rock you out tonight, bride.
1, 2, 3. See the fire on the mountain. The Lord is in his house, calling his people to worship. So come down. See the fire on the mountain. Open salvation, so come, 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 come. There's freedom in the spirit, there's freedom all around. It's all about Jesus, it's all about God.
Christ is Savior, and we sing the night.
Make a joyful noise to the Lord and sing out the honor of his name. Make his praises echo, glorious echo. Hallelujah. Oh God, how awesome are your works. Amen. Praise our Redeemer, the Rose of Sharon, the refuge of our soul today. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is a song that I wrote.
Yes, you did.
Many moons ago. A bunch of... oh, maybe I should tune.
No.
I'm going to tune my guitar. Oh, it's really... Y'all can talk amongst yourselves. Say a prayer for
us. Make a joyful noise to the Lord. Oh, sing out and honor his name. Sounds like a song to me. Make his praises echo.
It is a song.
Glorious echo.
I can't.
Oh God, how awesome are your works. And all the earth will worship you. And all the earth will sing your praise. We will sing and shout praises to your name and make a joyful noise to the Lord. Some of you may be thinking that's exactly what we're doing, is making a noise tonight.
A joyful noise. Hallelujah. Okay? You ready? Ooh.
Your enemies will gather, and the whole world will sing your praise.
surprise there. Hallelujah.
Since Bane doesn't know that. No, no, no. I'm pointing down there. Pointing down there.
Just say it.
I can't say it because it's a surprise.
Oh, oh. Our phones are ringing,
okay.
And that's
can I
okay.
Drive? The phone's ringing, so...
And that's okay. We're going to do one... Are you getting that number? We're going to do one more song and then we're going to go into communion. Year of Grace.
Where is that song, honey?
Hallelujah.
Oh my goodness. Don't start yet. Did you give it to me?
Yes, I did.
Thank you, gave it to me. No, you didn't.
Praise the Lord. Just hold on, Brian.
No, you didn't.
There's a song missing in the list here, and my husband needs to find it, to fetch it. It's called Year of Grace. It's a Paul Wilbur song. Oh, no, Mark Robin.
Mark.
Mark Robin.
Mark
does
Robbins. Who's Mark
Robin? Robin. Robin Mark.
Robin
oh,
Mark.
I said it backwards. Robin Mark.
Dead.
Who's robbing Mark? I mean, come on now. We don't...
ask her.
Shed was shed for me, drew me to a covenant place where I found mercy in the year of grace. Okay, do the beat. Well, there's your interlude. Just as I am, one lonely thing, in that the blood which shed was shed for me, and drew me to a covenant place where I found mercy in the year of grace. No condemnation now for me. Your word has touched my heart, and now I see that heaven's dead to plead my case. The one who found me in the year of grace. Oh, Son of Man, oh, Son of Man, the author of redemption's plan, eternal. God, in time and space, oh, keep me ever in the year of grace. I hear your voice, my soul awakes, your whispered words have stirred my soul to praise. I face my gaze where I first saw you in the year of grace. Oh, Son of God, oh, Son of Man, the author of redemption's plan, eternal God, in time.
As we're getting ready for communion, I'm sure that everyone out there who's taking communion, this is not the first time that you've taken communion. We've taken communion many, many times before because the Lord commanded us to take communion, that we are to come together and eat of his body and drink of his blood.
Amen.
Figuratively. Until he comes again. And as he's not coming again, he hasn't come yet. He's not coming again.
Correct.
You can edit that out, can't you? I sure hope so. Anyway, we are going to take communion. Now, since we are so familiar with taking communion, we always, especially in a church setting, they usually turn to 1 Corinthians 11 and read what Paul said about communion. You're all familiar with those verses. But I'm going to take a little different tack tonight. As I read this story, I want you to see yourself somewhere in this story. Some of you may be familiar with this. This is from 2 Samuel chapter 9. Now David said, "Is there still anyone who is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" And there was a servant of the house of Saul whose name was Ziba. So when they called him to David, the king said to him, "Are you Ziba?" He said, "At your service." And then the king said, "Is there not still someone of the house of Saul to whom I may show the kindness of God?" And Ziba said to the king, "There is still a son, Jonathan, who is lame in his feet." So the king said to him, "Where is he?" And Ziba said to the king, "Indeed, he is in the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, in Lodabar." Then King David sent and brought him out of the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, from Lodabar. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, had come to David, he fell on his face and prostrated himself. Then David said, "Mephibosheth?" And he answered, "Here is your servant." So David said to him, "Do not fear, for I will surely show you kindness for Jonathan your father's sake, and will restore to you all the land of Saul your grandfather, and you shall eat bread at my table continually." Then he bowed himself and said, "What is your servant that you should look upon such a dead dog as I?" And the king called to Ziba, Saul's servant, and said to him, "I have given to your master's son all that belonged to Saul and his house." Now David ends up giving Ziba a number of instructions. And going down verse 10, we read, "You therefore, and you and your sons and your servants shall work the land for him, and you shall bring in the harvest that your master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, your master's son, shall eat bread at my table always." Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. And then Ziba said to the king, "According to the Lord, the king, as he's commanded his servant, so your servant will do. As for Mephibosheth," said the king, "he shall eat at my table like one of the king's sons." Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Mike. Anyway, so Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he ate continually at the king's table, and he was lame in both his feet. I don't know if you've ever considered this passage of scripture in the light of communion, but when we take communion, we are like Mephibosheth. We are lame because of sin. We are not whole. And we are from a fallen house. Not the house of Saul, but the house of Adam. And the king says to us, what can I do to show you the kindness of God? And he invites us to come to his table and eat. On the earth, we eat here in communion as we celebrate our redemption from sin. We celebrate that we have been lifted up by the king, and we will eat continually at the king's table. This will come to fruition at the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Amen.
This is also a picture of.
Yes.
So we are all Mephibosheth. We should all see ourselves as Mephibosheth here. But the Lord, in his kindness, in his grace, in his mercy, is lifting us up and saying, you shall eat at my table. And so today, tonight, we are going to eat at the Lord's table. So if we take the bread, you know what the bread symbolizes? This symbolizes the broken body of Jesus Christ that was broken for us on the cross for our sins. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you said that while we were yet sinners, you sent Christ Jesus to die for us, that we might have eternal life and the righteousness of heaven in us, Lord. Let us partake of the bread. And likewise, after they had finished supper, Jesus took the wine, and after he had blessed it, blessed are you, O Lord, O King of the universe, who brings forth the fruit of the earth. And when he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples and said, drink this, for this wine signifies my blood, which is the seal of the covenant that I am making between you and my Father. We thank you, Lord, for this blood that washes away all sin. We thank you, Father, for the sacrifice that was made upon the cross for us. And when we drink this blood, Lord, we will remember that one day we shall drink it anew in the house of our God. Let us partake.
Bless your name. We're going to do one more worship song, and then we'll end with, on an up note, with healings.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
All heaven declares.
No.
Oh, come on, Bride, they're laughing.
See, Bride.
What does the chord say?
Oh, great. Just after communion. Okay. Thank you. Wonderful night. We're going to close with one
night.
More song.
Thank you so much, Manny, for joining us tonight. Give him a big hand, right?
Yeah.
I can't hear you.
I can't hear you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He reigns. I need my tambourine, Gabby.
Where is it?
Oh, it's upstairs. It's okay.
It's the song of the redeemed, rising from the African grave. It's the song of the forgiven, driving out the American rain. Tribe and every tongue in every nation, a song born on a great choir. It's all about children singing glory, glory, hallelujah. He reigns, he reigns. It's all about children singing glory, glory, hallelujah. He reigns.
Single word, and all God's children sing a glory, glory.
the name of the Lord. Well, now the night is done. Praise God. I want to thank you all for joining in tonight.
Amen.
Were you free tonight to worship the Lord? Freedom in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Emmanuel, for joining tonight. Again, we say thank you. And Carrie Blackwell on the guitar, and my husband Richard, and I'm Anna Banana Peel. I'm known as Tenderheart in the chat. So, well, you want to close in prayer?
You can. I did.
Okay. Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for the honor and the privilege of being able to come into your presence boldly, Lord, free from blemishes and sin. And Lord, we know that you are refining us and you're perfecting us. You're coming back for a pure and spotless bride. So Lord, tonight we surrender to your will, Lord. And we ask you, Lord, to fill us afresh every morning, Lord God. Fill us afresh with your spirit. Lord, may we be the light and the salt in the earth, Lord, and go out and just be a blessing to others, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And to shine the light and share the gospel, Lord God. Lay hands on the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead. All these things that you taught,
Lord,
that you told us to do in your word, Lord God. May we just be a blessing to our neighbors and everyone that we see, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord God, for the joy that is our strength today. And bless everyone in the chat, Father. Just fill them afresh, Lord, that your mercies are new every morning.
Yes, Lord.
May they experience and know your mercy each and every morning as they rise up. Lord God, we thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name.
Yes.
You're awesome.
Yes,
you're wonderful, Lord.
You are awesome.
In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, good night, Bride.
Good night, Bride.
Good night.
Next
we
time.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Carrie said bye.